the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, it is. Welcome to it. Hope you've had a good day so far. Or if your day's just starting, I hope you're about to have a good day.
People wake up, they switch it on.
Do they?
Hope you've had a good day so far. Is that Ellie or Taz talking? I think it's Taz.
Yeah, I feel like my voice is getting huskier as I get older.
Is it just like Phoebe from Friends where she got unwell?
Oh, remember, her sexy voice. Singing sexy voice? Phlegm.
Yeah, and she didn't want to get better. Remember, she just kept sneezing and really reinforcing the husky.
Yeah, look, I have had sexy sick voice before, I think. It's never that sexy, though, because I'm such a bogan. I've got such a bogan Aussie accent that I don't think I can do sexy.
All right, mate. Come over here, then. Yeah, just like that.
Doesn't matter how deep and husky you can
get. Just like that.
Yeah, if you're a bogan. You know?
What did you say? True skis to me today. That's the least sexy word you could say.
That was in response to you saying dunzo, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Dunzo,
actually, I might have said
dunsky,
and you said truzos. Yeah. Terrible. Hey, we'll keep it strictly to off air from now on. Hey, the podcast, though, insane. We had some great stories.
Yeah. Good sleep stories, or falling asleep stories, and commute gear as well.
You're right. You're checking out. So there's this thing that Ellie and I have behind the scenes. If we're losing interest, we'll say we're heading to CBF territory.
Yeah. Just really bordering CBF territory.
Are you in CBF territory?
It's been a long time. We've been here since 9:30. I'm ready to go home.
Did you not go home in between?
No. Oh. I went and got my skin check down the road for half an hour and then came back.
Yeah, I got my hair cut. Mm. That's all right. I'm looking forward to tea tonight. Wraps. And then moving. Still moving house. So I've got to go and clean and dust.
Yeah. I'm going to have mini tacos, I think.
Moving is the only time you clean walls.
Yeah, true.
It's so annoying.
True.
It's the worst part of moving. I'm so glad I don't do it any other time. You're just there scrubbing, trying to get marks.
Yeah. What do you scrub? What, from your old place?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not scrubbing the new place.
I know. That's why I was concerned. If there's marks on your wall in your brand new apartment, I'm taking it back.
I did manage to handball my move-in, what do they call it? The inspection where you go through and you mark all of the things that are wrong with the place when you go in.
Yep.
My partner did all that.
Yeah, good.
I just had to sign. I just had to initial the bottom. Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Another good handball.
Well, you'll hear about Taz's new place because there's an interesting little factoid about it.
Don't like it.
In this podcast. All right. I'm out of here. I'm done. Okay. CBF territory.
CBF territory.
I have officially set up camp in it.
Yeah, come over here. Yeah.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
How good is this for a headline? A University of Cambridge academic who was trapped in the bathroom of a medieval tower for 7 hours said she took inspiration from the TV show MacGyver to make her escape.
I mean, that's a very wordy headline.
It is. It is a wordy headline. It's very long.
At journalism school, we got told 7 words or less.
You went to school?
Yes, mate. I got a major in journalism. No biggie. Haven't used it, but I just did. So, boom, it was worth it.
So, Christina, she's 33 and she lives in the rooms of a 16th century philosopher. So, obviously, in the UK, they're a lot older of a country, I guess, or at least with housing and stuff than us.
Yeah.
So, they've got a lot of history and buildings like that. 16th century. She goes to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
The wooden door locks behind her and she realizes, hang on a second, it's not supposed to close, that one. That one's normally not supposed to close. She realizes she's been locked in a windowless bathroom.
Oh, geez.
No phone, nothing. It took her 7 hours to get out. She actually took the shower head off, tried to break open the door with brute force, couldn't do that. No one would hear her shouting because, again, she just lived there.
Yeah.
Eventually, she used, get this, a cotton, one of those little cotton buds.
Yeah, like a
that
Q-tip.
People do not put in their ears.
Yeah.
But one of those that feels good, but don't do it. Used a cotton swab to fashion a hook. Used her eyeliner pencil to push down on the latch so she could pick the lock. Took her 7 hours, but she MacGyvered her way out of the bathroom.
That's impressive stuff.
Isn't it?
I mean, wouldn't have happened to her if she's like the rest of us and took her phone to the bathroom.
No Google, you know? No YouTube.
Yeah.
Nothing. Which is why I thought I'd give you a little challenge, Ellie Cheney.
What do you mean? So do I have to go sit in the toilet for 7 hours?
It's 3:10.
Yeah.
Tuesday afternoon. I thought by this time tomorrow, see if I can give you a 24-hour challenge. I have a lock here.
Oh, gosh.
I've got the key. Don't worry. I've got the key.
Yes.
But I'm going to attach this to you somewhere. I'm hoping your clothing has like a loop on it or something.
Do you know what? The shorts that I'm wearing today actually have this weird strap for no reason on them.
I'm going to come round.
I call it my little strap for if I ever go to prison. Well, the people that I control have to carry me around grabbing that. I'll go, what,
I
are
see.
You going to put it on there?
Yeah, here we go. Put the lock on there.
Clip it
in. Boom. You are locked.
There's literally a padlock on my shorts right now.
You are locked. Now, I have the key, okay?
Yeah.
If you can remove that lock without using a key by tomorrow's show, I'll give you $50 of my own cash.
What if I take my shorts off? Does that
count? No, the shorts. And don't cut the shorts. You have to take the lock off. And I'll give you whatever you need to pick it.
What did she use? An eyeliner and a cotton bud?
Eyeliner, pencil, cotton bud. But I think you're going to need more than that. So here's a bobby pin.
Oh, bobby pin. Yeah, that would have been my first thought. Thank you.
Okay. And if you need one of these, look.
Oh, paperclip. Oh, I'll be able to do it with these.
Paperclip, absolutely. Bobby pin. You got 24 hours.
Yeah, mate, I need 24 minutes. I'm going to start picking at it right now. Oh, God, the bobby pin does not go in the lock.
It does.
Can confirm. This could be harder than I thought, people.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Taz, I'm still trying to get this lock that you have locked to my short. You've got a padlock on my shorts right now.
$50 in it for you if you can do it by tomorrow's show.
My paperclip is really copping a beating.
What's your tactic to try and undo the lock?
I just figure if I just push stuff inside it, it'll pop eventually.
It should eventually.
Yeah, it's not working so
YouTube far. Is your friend as well. $50 in it for you if you can do it by tomorrow's show. It's not what we're talking about right now, though. Imagine hopping on a plane. You fly from A to B. You get off. You feel everything's normal, but you think, oh, it did take about 20 minutes longer than I expected.
Mm.
Then you find out a couple of days later in the news that the two pilots fell asleep for half an hour of your flight.
Okay.
150-something passengers were on the Batik Air over in Indonesia. According to the report that's come out, the younger of the pilots, the second in command, had been struggling to sleep lately.
Aww.
After his wife has recently given birth to twins and the family had also moved house.
Okay, yeah, a lot of personal stress for sure.
So he's very tired, this guy.
Yeah.
Should have taken a day off maybe. after landing, the reporter said that the men ate instant noodles after their first trip and then they've taken off again with 153 passengers on board. So this is where they're about to fall asleep, okay?
Okay, so they've carbed up. I get it.
They've carbed up.
I get a bit sleepy after a big carb
the
lunch.
The two-minute noodles. Yeah, that's right. The pilots flew the 36,000 feet and then the 32-year-old, the main pilot, has said, hey, look, take control of the plane. I'm just going to rest for a bit.
Yeah. Kids kept me up last night.
That's why there's two pilots, right? This is the guy that doesn't have the kids.
Yet. Oh, right.
Yeah. So he's resting and the younger co-pilot goes, no problem. Apparently he's fallen asleep as well.
Well, that's on him then, isn't it?
It is. It's mainly the second guy at fault, you'd think. The air traffic control has been trying to get a hold of them the entire time. No answer. It looks like they've come to and they've realised they were, quote, not on the correct flight path.
Just so the ground control would have thought, because they've got a very set route, right, that gets followed. The ground control would be like, oh, this has been taken over by terrorists or something.
And they'd be checking in every 10 minutes or something. Yeah, so no response for 28 minutes until the older pilot, who went to sleep first, has woken up. Anyway, I love it, which is why we're asking the question, 545-11-919. Where'd you fall asleep, Sunny Coast?
I love these stories because some people can sleep anywhere.
I can.
Yeah.
I think I could sleep here on the floor.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
10 minutes?
And I could be asleep.
Do you need any
whale
noises or anything
to get you going?
No, you don't need like a go to sleep.
Can we turn Finding Nemo down in the background?
Hello, Michael.
How you going, guys?
Good, bud. Have you fallen asleep somewhere that wasn't a bed?
Not me, the young fella.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have ever been to see the drags down at Willow Bank.
No, as in drag racing cars, like vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah, sir. we took him down one winner nats meet. So we're watching like Top Door Slammers and all that sort of stuff run up the drag strip. And they're extremely loud.
Like. Yeah.
And then and he fell asleep on the grass. And anyway, it was just before the top fuel runs come out. And if you've ever had the chance to experience one of those, they pretty much change your heartbeat as they run up the drag strip. They're that loud.
I've done a heap with drag racing and speedway stuff up north, up in the NT when I worked there. It's crazy loud, Michael.
Oh, it's insane. And anyway, he slipped through a top fuel run.
Jeez Louise.
How old was he at this point?
He was about 5 or 6.
And what's he like now sleeping? Is he older? Like much older?
He could sleep through a bomb.
Yeah.
That's such a good skill to have.
That should be one of the Avengers superpowers.
Yeah. Insomniacs around the coast are so jealous of this kid right now.
Iron Man, Hulk, Black Widow, and Michael's son that can just sleep through anything.
Michael, where did you fall asleep, bud?
I fell asleep at work.
Yes.
There we go.
I love this.
Can we say the business name or just say the industry maybe?
I was in mining. I'm still in mining now, but it's a different company. I didn't get in trouble, though.
Okay, all right.
I was working night shift. It was about 11 o'clock last time I looked at the clock. I was on a machine, on an excavator, and at 4 o'clock, on the dot all the time, you know that you're going to get fuel. And I hear a call coming over saying, oh, copy the excavator. Mm. I'm like, who's that? And then I answered. And he's like, oh, do you need fuel? I'm like, it must be only like 11:30. I looked at the time going, oh, crap, it's 4 o'clock. My boom's still up in the air. I was out cold for at least 5 hours.
5 hours?
Not one single person actually said anything.
Really?
Wow.
So, I mean, does that say something about the work you usually accomplish in 5 hours, Justin? Is your work rate just a little slow for the most part?
It was a pretty crazy job site, and like overnight shift, there's no bosses or anything, but yeah, I just couldn't believe it. 5 hours. It's the first time I've ever done it. I haven't done it ever again, but it shocked myself.
I don't.
It was through COVID as well, so I was working long hours.
I don't know a lot about excavating, to be honest, but I feel like, isn't like the number one rule, do not operate heavy machinery when drowsy?
Yeah, generally.
Not during COVID, though. Anything went in COVID.
Love it, Justin. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go down to Shanae. We've got Shanae on the line. Welcome to the show. Where'd you fall asleep?
Which story would you like?
Or the best of them, Shanae.
The best of them. Okay, well, when I was, about 10 years younger, I went on a little bit of a crazy rampage and had a bit of fun, and I've woken up at a bus stop. I've woken up on a beach. I've woken up on the roof of Subway.
The roof of Subway? Okay.
Why was that third on your list after bus stop and beach? Open with Subway next time.
I think I was going for a 6-inch Subway, and then I ended up, like, my friend and I think we crawled up there, and, I fell asleep. And then, I have fallen asleep on top of a car at a party before. I have fallen asleep in a tree because I was running away from a snake.
Are you ever awake, Shanae? Because I feel like most of the time you've just been asleep.
No, like, I go do my thing, and on weekends, like, got a few friends, we go and do some crazy stuff, and then next thing you know, I wake up and I'm in a tree or in a garden or, a pool or, things are fun.
Party hard, sleep hard, eh, Shanae?
It's work hard, sleep hard.
That's true.
I haven't heard a single mention of work from you in the last 5 minutes. Thank you, Shanae. All right.
I love that we asked for a please explain on the Subway thing, and her explanation was we went in to get a 6-inch. Why was she on the roof, though? I don't know.
Let's go to Sippy Downs. We got Sarah. G'day, Sarah.
G'day, how you going?
Really good. Where did you fall asleep?
I went to the pictures with my sister and my three daughters years ago when About a Boy was on. And so we were sitting there watching the film, and I have a habit of falling asleep at the pictures. And so I was feeling like I was dropping off a bit. And then my daughter, the one that was sitting next to me, dug me in the ribs. And I said, what? And she said, you're snoring.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, Taz, I feel like in this workplace, I cop it for getting into work at midday, doing no work, being lazy,
So you turn up at midday, you go around, you say hello to everybody. That takes 25, 30 minutes.
I'm very popular.
You then eat lunch. You don't do that on your own time. That's very much a work time. You've packed it, you've brought it in to eat on company time. Then you do what we call the sweep for the show, which is where you go through three websites, you write down some stuff that you might you might think about for the show. Then you just tell some jokes around the building. 3 o'clock happens. We do whatever this is. And then you go home at 6, 6.30.
See what I mean? No one works harder. No one works harder in the building, but that's not what I'm here to talk about.
Six websites and a radio show. That's all she does every day.
Today.
Oh, and the popcorn. You do eat a lot of popcorn.
You have moved house over the last few days.
Yeah, I've been working hard. We got the keys Saturday morning, moving small stuff Saturday, Sunday. We had the truck with all the big furniture last night. Luckily, didn't get rained on, thank God.
Your new house is within, I'm going to say, a few hundred metres of our offices.
It is across the road from work,
It is, So very close. This morning was your first day waking up in the new place, right? Did you or did you not
set up
drive your car to work? Despite the fact that it is quite literally quicker to walk because there's a set of lights. There's two sets of lights. If you'd walked, it would have taken half the time. Did you drive your car to work?
So I have. I had a haircut this morning that's on First Ave and Marichador. So I had to drive this morning. It was about a minute.
Could you not have walked to work,
yes,
gone home to get your car for the haircut?
But with the rain being like it is at the moment, you can't plan. You can't plan ahead of time.
The laziest boy in all the lands. There are recliner lounges around the Sunshine Coast calling you lazy right now, and their names are actually Lazy Boy.
Lazy Boy, well done. good. Okay, 545-11919, Sunny Coast. We're looking for the shortest and longest commute this afternoon.
Yep. So, Tassie, if you were to walk, how long would it take you?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay, that's what you've got to beat. Is your commute 3 minutes or less? Or conversely, let's Taz, rub it in your face. How long are you driving to work each day, or are you commuting to work each day?
Yeah, let's find the shortest commute possible and the longest commute. If you're listening to this and you're already commuting and it's begun, 545-11919, or maybe we've managed to catch you in the 60 seconds you're in the car right now. Shortest and longest commute. Sunny Coast, let us know.
Rhiannon's in Donnybrook. Rhiannon. Donnybrook's pretty far away from the Sunny Coast. Are you calling for a long commute?
I actually travel to Yandina every day.
Yandina! Wow! That is the northern end of the Sunny Coast. That is insane. So how long does it take you? What, like an hour and 20?
No, it takes me about 40 minutes to an hour.
Oh, okay.
But that's only because I go to forestry.
Got a little back route. Forestry, did you say?
Yeah.
So is that off the Bruce? Is that where all the big trees are?
So, yeah, you go the Beer Barham exit, and then instead of going towards Beer Barham, you go the other way.
Okay.
And it will commute you to Donnybrook. Yeah.
Are you sure you want to be saying this on the radio right now, Rhiannon? You've just
be
given
full.
So many people a hack.
It's a good hack. It's Hopefully they might road it then.
That's the really bumpy one,
I've been there.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember I got loaned a car once and took it down that street and I was sweating.
Doesn't feel any quicker. Just saying it. Because it is so like it is, it just doesn't feel as fast as staying on the motorway. Thank you, Rhiannon. Love the commute. How long does it take? Did you say about 40 minutes to an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all what we're trying to beat, Sunny Coast. If you can get longer than that or shorter than me, which is about 3 minutes, I still drive, apparently.
Yeah, he's super lazy. I actually had a word to Big Boss Benny before about rebranding our show to the Ellian Lazy Boy Show because Taz has moved across the road, quite literally.
I'm across the road from work now, I know.
Have you called Yui to do your insurance? Because you know how they're like, oh, tailor your insurance to you and how you use your car because your quote, bro.
Not sponsored. This isn't an ad.
Would be so low.
I don't have to drive. Yes, I drove this morning. Okay, you got it from me. I drove a minute across the road, two sets of lights underneath. I am in the basement park right now.
do we need to get you to the gym or something? Like, is your cardio fitness not good enough to walk?
I can walk. I
you
had
can?
Commitments
okay,
that I have to leave work and I needed my car and we didn't know what the rain was going to do and I didn't want to be walking to and from work because it is a 3 or 4 minute walk and I didn't want to be doing that in the rain.
Correct me just quickly. You live in Rochedale.
Yeah.
You work in Rochedale. The reason you drove to work today, the 300 metres.
Blood in the water here, sunny coast.
You had to go get your hair cut, right?
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't your barber also in Rochedale?
Yeah, it's across. It's near the KFC.
It's walkable.
It's on First Out. It is
KFC
walkable.
KFC is round the corner.
It is walkable, yes.
KFC would be 400 metres from here.
No.
Yes.
Double that.
No. Get your maps out.
Let's go to some calls. 545-11919. Save me, Sunny Coast. We're talking shortest commutes and longest commutes.
Yes, yeah, summer's in Toowoomba. Summer, are you calling us because of a short commute or a long commute?
So I'd say more so long.
Okay.
So I, not myself, not work, but I take my son to daycare in Maroochydore from Toowoomba.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
That's a decent slog.
With traffic, how long does it take you, Summer?
Maybe 45.
Why do you go so far away? Like, is there no daycares in Toowoomba?
Daycare availability is absolutely ridiculous on the Sunshine Coast.
Right.
You almost have to book in before you know you're pregnant. Like, that's how early you need to get in.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Except, super surprising, you know, even being told I was pregnant. So definitely, yeah.
Didn't think to be on the daycare list.
No.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What do you do during the day, Summer? Do you then go to work somewhere or what's your, you know, you come to Maroochydore, then what?
I usually go for a walk in Mooloolaba and then I'll go to gym at Maroochydore.
Oh, beautiful. All right. Well, that's good. You can kind of make your day well spent.
At least it's not Toowoomba, Maroochydore, Toowoomba.
Yeah, if you're working
and then
back
the
in
reverse.
Toowoomba.
Yes. Oh. No, I spend my day in Maroochydore because of the traffic.
That is fair.
The petrol is, you know, geez.
Well, if you're a daycare in Toowoomba and you're listening and you can kick one of the kids out, Summer would love you forever.
Summer's desperate. Thank you, Summer. I love it.
Thank you, guys.
All righty. Let's go to our unofficial mayor of Kurramundi now.
Oh.
Deb, hello.
Hello, guys. How are you?
We are well, thank you. You were the first one that was christened an unofficial mayor of the Sunshine Coast yesterday. We're going to be doing that again after 5 o'clock if you want to represent your suburb. How does it feel having the unofficial mayorship for one night, Deb?
Well, it's actually a great honour. And this morning I took my role seriously and I got up early and I went for a drive checking out the ways and just the area and just, if, you know, in case there was anything I needed to update you guys on. But we're all sweet in Kurramundi right now.
Simba, everything the light touches is now yours.
Are you going to see Deb walking around Kurramundi with like a big chain and like...
Should we really emphasise this is unofficial, Deb, okay? There's nothing official about this at all.
I thought unofficial just means I don't get paid.
Yeah, well, that too. That is how we operate.
It's not an amateur mayor. Hey, Deb, we're talking longest and shortest commute. What do you want to apply for?
Shortest commute. Oh, because she doesn't want to leave Kurramundi.
I've just moved across the road from work, but I did drive this morning. It took me about 2 or 3 minutes. Can you beat it?
Yes. So I can drive to my work in 1 minute. I can literally walk there in probably less than 5 minutes. I can also walk to my doctor, my hairdresser, my dog groomer and my beautician.
Do you need a car?
Do you live at the
plaza?
Do you
have a car?
I do have a car. I'm like, yeah.
All right, Deb. Well, I'm glad to hear that you are not commuting out of Kurramundi. That is very fitting of your role. Thanks for your call, sister.
As part of a mayor, I'm just going to put a fence line up around Kurramundi.
An unofficial fence. Unofficial fence.
Singing, repeat after me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
91.9 CFM. We are Ellie and Taz. Under the pump back very soon. $1,000 up for grabs.
What's going on?
I have just asked you flippantly to witness my ballot paper because I'm doing a postal vote for this weekend's election.
Yeah, I'm not signing that.
Well, you've said no.
Yeah, no.
I just need you to literally sign it.
You've handed me a dodgy looking form.
It's
yeah,
not
you are
dodgy.
In a postal vote.
I just filled out my ballot.
Yeah, but you didn't. The whole point of the witness is I've seen you sign this.
Yeah, but you.
What's this scribble?
That's my signature.
No, can I get your credit card?
My credit card.
I'm going to need to compare it to your regular signature because I didn't see you tick any of these boxes, vote, seal this thing up. Who knows what I'm signing?
There you go. There's my driver's license.
It doesn't have your signature.
Yeah, on the front, on the front.
Oh, it does too.
It's prettier on my driver's license because I put a lot of extra care into my driver's license.
Gee, you're prettier in person than on your driver's
yeah,
license.
Yeah, don't
just
I look
saying.
Like, how sassy do I look? I look like, yeah, I can drive.
So I'm going to sign, I declare I'm 18 years of older.
Yeah.
See, no, and the voter signed this declaration in my presence.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't.
You just weren't watching at the time.
No, that's not.
You weren't witnessing.
I can't sign this. I'm sorry, I'm handing this back.
Daz!
No.
I need to submit my vote for mayor.
News is next. But that's on you. And I'll keep your license,
okay,
by the
what
way.
If I, what if I, so, what if I do, okay, hold on. Watch me, watch me. I'm getting my pen. Crap, I don't have a pen. Okay, here.
Do you want a pen?
I'm getting my pen. Okay, I'm scribbling my signature. There you go, Taz. Can you witness that for me, please?
Yep.
Seeing as you saw me scribble.
Not a problem.
Are you doing it? Are you doing it?
Boom. Look at that.
I did it!
We cannot Ellie and Taz right across the sunny coast without your help. You listening make the show, and that is why we're putting together a black book of super locals.
They're the top dogs of their suburbs. You just won't find them in the ballot box yet. It's Ellie and Taz's unofficial mayors.
Yeah, look, the official mayor is being dictated of Noosa and the Sunshine Coast on Saturday, right?
Yep.
But we, you know, we do care about that. We don't care about that. That's the official mayor. Yeah.
But we want to put together a black book of unofficial mayors, people that live and breathe their suburb. So yesterday we met Deb from Currumundi. She's a superstar. She knows everybody in the suburb. She knows what's going on. She lives and works there. We want to put together as many unofficial mayors as possible. If you think you know somebody that could be an unofficial mayor, 545-11919. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, there's not much to the job if you are appointed the unofficial mayor.
No responsibility.
No. I mean, we might call you if something happens in your suburb and we can chat. But apart from that, you don't have to go to ribbon cuttings or anything.
No. And if you see something that happens in your suburb, you think, oh, Ellie and Taz would love to know about it, you can always jump on the phone and give us a call.
Now, there is a suburb, Taz. Up the northern end of the Sunshine, well, technically in Noosa.
Yes.
And there's a man who calls us from this suburb on a regular basis. Oh, so it's only fitting.
One of our favourites.
That he's called us for this. Hello, Marky from Karoi.
Afternoon, legends. How you going?
Good, Marky. You want to be the unofficial mayor of Karoi?
Oh, most certainly. I'm mayor of many towns. I travel around a lot. But
you've got to choose one, Marky. That's not how a mayoralship works.
Yeah, that's right. Karoi's the one because that's where I spend my days working.
If something happens in Karoi, Marky, and we give you a call, are you able to update us? If there's something going around the corner, would you jump out of your man cave and go around and have a look?
Oh, I'm that type of person. I most certainly would jump in the car and drive the 20-minute drive up there just to go have a sticky beak.
I feel like you're probably quite well-known in Karoi, Marky, because you do deliver pizzas for Scotty Pizzas, which is in Tawantin. So I reckon the people in the northern burbs would know you quite well.
I reckon you got that right. I'm very well known from Caloundra right up to Bundaberg.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the unofficial mayor of southeast Queensland at this point. Just focus on Karoi, okay, Marky? We're thinking small, buddy.
That's the one.
All right. Well, Marky, look, the people have voted. And by the people, I mean Taz and I.
Yeah, it's a unanimous decision, Marky. You are the unofficial mayor of Karoi. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, legends. And I will always keep you updated on what's happening.
Now, repeat after me. This is the oath that you need to take. I, Marky from Karoi.
I, Marky from Karoi.
Will keep Ellie and Taz informed of local doings in Karoi.
We'll keep Ellie and Taz informed on locals doing in Karoi.
Well done. Give the man a round of applause.
Well done, Marky. You're a fitting applicant, and we think that your unofficial mayorship will be long and strong.
Most certainly. I'll be looking forward to it.
Good on you, Bud.
Ruthless but fair leader, I'm sure. So if you know an unofficial mayor in your life, somebody that maybe lives and breathes Budrum, Caloundra, Lansprat, we want to hear from you. 545-11919.
Ellie and Taz.
Get ready now.
On 91.9 CFM.
Make sure you catch the Big Breakfast with Foz and Brooke in the morning. Fozzie is learning how to be an influencer.
One of the tactics on being an influencer involves not falling asleep at the wheel.
Very good point, Tazzy.
You can't sleep on trends.
No. I can safely say I've never fallen asleep on the job. I have slept at work before one night.
At here?
Not here, at a previous radio station.
We had cyclone hit when I was working up in Darwin and I had to sleep and live in the station, in the studio for 4 days, I think.
4 days?
Yeah, because my place didn't have power or water.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, because the cyclone ripped through. So, yeah, I lived at the station. I've actually done a sleeping contest before on radio.
Mm.
Who can fall asleep faster? So I fell asleep in the middle of a Harvey Norman. Four and a half minutes.
Who hasn't been to a Harvey Norman and wanted to fall asleep on those beds?
It's though, so good. I got to choose the bed.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Oh, it was a dream come true.
All right, we want to know, where have you fallen asleep that wasn't necessarily a bed, Sunny Coast? Jess is in Noosaville. Where was it for you, Jess?
Well, I guess it's the joys of having narcolepsy is I was travelling from Sydney to Vienna and fell asleep before the plane took off. Woke up with a disgusting onlook of the passenger next to me. And I said to him, I said, well, why would they be serving breakfast when we haven't even taken off yet? And he said, actually, no. He said, we're about to land.
Oh.
I said, no, mate. We haven't even left Sydney yet. He was like, no, mate, look outside the window. So I slept pretty much from Sydney to Vienna.
Around the world.
That is everyone who's ever flown long distance's dream.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's actually really kind of annoyed because he said, do you know how hard it is to sit there next to you and watch you sleep, not even move? Mm. And he said, I haven't slept a second.
Oh. But did he get your servings of the food that they'd served earlier?
Yeah.
I would have been like, yeah, I'll take hers. Absolutely. Give me a dinner roll.
What woke me up was the smell of salami and cheese. Otherwise, I probably would have been woken up by the hostie.
Oh, I love it, Jess.
I'm so jealous of you. Thank you. Great call.
That has to be the longest distance sleep.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
She's got to take that one out. Let's go to Paul from Noosa. Paul is on the line. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Hey, how you guys going?
We're good, really thanks. Paulie. Have you fallen asleep somewhere that wasn't a bed?
It wasn't me. I used to drive trucks out the mines, and these trucks, you've got to understand, that are nearly 2 stories high and 7 metres wide. So they're big, fully loaded, 500 tonnes. So we're queuing up at the digger, and there's a guy in front of me, and the previous truck's pulled away from the digger, and he sat there. They're tooting him. They're trying to call him over the two-way. He did not move. He was sound asleep on day shift queuing to get under the digger. In the end, the digger had to move along his bench, put his bucket in the back of his truck and shake it to wake him up.
Wow.
Because I suppose you can't climb up to him, right? Like he's too...
No, you can't go anywhere near him because they're so big that, they start moving. He won't be able to see you and then he'll just squash you like a grape.
Wow.
Squash you like a grape. Gosh, you wouldn't want to have like a heart attack or something driving them then, would you?
Yeah, no way.
No, they are a big piece of kit, but he was sound asleep.
Paul, how do you learn to drive something like that? Do you go up through the vehicles in size or do you just go straight from a Hyundai Getz all the way up to one of those things?
Oh, you just go from a Hyundai Getz straight up to
straight
one of those.
Absolutely, big Taz, stupid question.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know why I asked the question. Thank you so much, Paul, love it.
All righty, let's go to Beck in Lansborough. Beck, have you fallen asleep somewhere?
I have, and I'm lucky I didn't get in a lot of trouble for it.
Ooh, so these are the best stories.
I just not long ago finished up 13 years in the Army.
Oh, congrats.
And thank you. One night we were out field. We'd been out field for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Just quite tired. And I fell asleep standing up in my gun pit on picket.
In a gun pit?
Yes.
On picket, which means you're like on lookout, right, for enemies.
Correct. Yeah, there were two of us and I fell asleep standing up. That's how tired I was.
The people coming towards you are going, I wonder where they're put out. Oh, hang on, I can hear snoring over that ridge. I think they might be over there.
Engage. Wow, Beck.
How long were you asleep for, Beck, do you think?
Oh, probably 5 minutes, I reckon.
Hey, that'd be enough if it was a real war zone.
Yeah. Yeah, when you say you've just finished up your career in the army, did this play into that decision at all?
No, you didn't let any enemies through? This is years ago.
Okay, okay.
Ellie and Taz. Hey, hey, hey. On 91.9 CFM.